when you want to get off the dark. Community Radio and Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's happening in all the different areas. Today our focus is on O'Callaghan's Mills, and I'm delighted to be joined by our correspondent there, Pat O'Brien. Pat, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jim.
I suppose top of the bill today, Pat, has to be Craganowen and further investment there.
Yeah, it was announced there recently that there was a €1 million development in Craganowen. And they're hoping to have, I think it's about 15,000 to 18,000 visitors last year. So they're hoping to have an excess of 20,000 this year.
Yes.
In 2024. And there's a €1 million development going ahead. They're going doing up the canals and the bridge crossing into them, which is from the main part of the site. And,
yes.
There's they're going developing the car park and the public toilets and fencing and the pathways around the site and also a signage. So that'll be a great addition to the site there.
Oh, it will indeed. And from a couple of years ago when it was closed and no one knew whether it was going to open or not again, it's really come on in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, we were there a few times last year, and there was fine crowds around it, and I suppose they're going to have more, maybe special weekends this year now as well. I think there's one on there at Easter, so I suppose they'll generate more people in there. And yeah, it's a lovely place for even for spring children or anything like that, and to the grand site, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, good stuff. It's great to see it develop.
We wish them the best of luck, and it's great to see those sites being looked after properly.
It is. Handball, yes. Pat, it's always fairly strong in O'Callaghan's Mills, but, I mean, there have been some good results recently.
Yeah, well, currently, and of course, and Dion Nash were defeated, but they were either 1 ace in the typewriter and in a bid for their fourth doubles title. There was only 1 ace, and I was watching it on TV, Jim, and there was only 1 ace in it in the tiebreaker, so it was very close, and there was great tension. But anyway, the Cocklands won their first doubles title, the two fellas that defeated them.
Yes.
So I suppose they're in the singles now, the singles championship. The doubles was played earlier this year, and now the singles, the 10 singles now, I think, is captain this weekend, and I suppose continuing on out for this month, you know.
Yes, yeah.
We had another man in our Ireland final as well, in the adult, Kevin O'Callaghan from the club here. He's actually chairman of the club, and he was playing the junior, and himself and he's playing Pat from Glenn Murray from the Market Club. They were defeated in the typewriter as well on the same weekend in Dublin in the National Handball Centre in Cork Park, which is a beautiful facility now. It's a marvellous, but there'll be glass sidewalks and all, and it's a marvellous place. And on the last weekend, you had the underage All-Irelanders were played, Jim, Paul Rogers, we'll say, from Tungraney, and a brother of Max, of course. And Liam Murphy here, he goes up the road here for me, Liam. Both of them are on the Clare Minor hurling panel, and they were playing together in the handball, and they won the All-Ireland Under-16 doubles title there on Saturday last.
Good stuff. Brilliant.
They defeated Kilkenny Clearing in the final, 21-15 and 21-17.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, we had another girl in, Ella Frost, in the Under-15 singles final, but she was defeated narrowly, 21-15, 21-17.
Yes.
And then there was four other ones from the club here as well. They won Munster titles, but they were defeated in the All-Ireland semi-finals.
Yes, yeah.
So,
but it's great to be competing at that level, Pat.
It is. And there's a huge amount of work being done at coaching, and there's underage coaching every night of the week in between Derry here and O'Callaghan's Mills, the one over in the kitchen. So.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of work being done, and I suppose it's great success out of it anyway.
There's work being done in the court in the mills.
Yeah, there's a mills court there, and they're installing new windows and doors and cladding. They had three quarters of it cladded and insulated. So of course, in old areas, you know, they were built with flat walls, and into the crowd in the courts, you tend to have the courts get wasted in the walls,
yes,
and
yeah.
You know, so they're on completing the cladding and insulation out to the front now, and putting no windows and doors. So, and there's also plans for maybe some sort of a heating system. There's a heating engineer there recently, anyway. So,
yes.
So I'll let it go ahead during the summer as well.
I know. Good. When the season is over.
Yeah.
Yes. And I suppose, staying with the theme of sport, Kilkishan Celtic are doing okay in the Premier Division of Clare Soccer.
Yeah, they're going. They're about half as up the table in the league, and they had a cup win there recently against one of the Shannon teams in and they're into the last 16. And I think they're playing Mohar Celtic now in one of the last 16 games. And anyway, they had a red game there recently as well, Jim. Over the GA club was the competition, and they elected officers for the year.
Yes.
So they have a good committee in their directors, and they have a lot of underage teams now as well. And the Leicester School of Reference on, they had an all weather area there, and they're after extending it. So I think the soccer club use it a good bit, and they have lights and all that now, and so they'll be able to play in there in the night time and during the winter time. So.
I know, very good. And on the GA front, Pat, I know, the season has started again, and the Clare Cup has started, and I gather you had a presentation of medals from last year's Clare Cup.
Yeah, so the Clare Cup is just starting up. We played Scarlett there, and Scarlett won by goal in the opening round, and they're playing 9 o'clock in the morning now, up at 9 on Saturday. They had a presentation down in the Creamery there in Bunratty restaurant, and there down in Bunratty, and you had Liam Sheedy was Tipperary and was presenting the medal, so there was a grand evening there presentation of the medals to the players. And
yes.
They have a new coach as well, Eugene McKenzie. He's from Port Tumna. He's their fullback there on the All-Ireland winning teams with Port Tumna, so he's the new coach, teacher.
Yeah.
The man that was there last year, for our team, he's getting married and he's moving down to Cashel, and he thought it was a bit bad to be travelling, so he stepped away from it.
I know, yeah. Okay, well, sure, I mean, we wish the team the best of luck and the whole club the best of luck as we go into 2024.
Yeah, 2024, yeah.
And I believe you got a grant there recently, or you were awarded a grant, and I believe work has started.
Yeah, we were awarded 50,000 there for a grant from through CAR, which is covers East Clare, and from the Clare Park in the O'Callaghan's Mill Street pitch there. So there's drainage and curbing and footpaths and all that type of stuff we put in, and thermic item and mark out spaces for parking and the wheelchair parking and cycle stands and all that kind of all that you put in.
Yes.
And I think it pays for wildflowers and hedging. There's a hedging, so.
Yeah, very good.
That's what could just some of that work could just come in here now, so we'll be hoping we'll have the place in Spit and Span Arbor for the summer.
And for all visiting teams who come.
Yes. Yeah.
Lovely. That's great. And listen, I know Beckman Coulter, which is in the parish of O'Callaghan's Mills, and they've been in the news also a bit recently.
Yeah, Beckman Coulter, they have appointed a new president, Kevin O'Reilly, and Kevin succeeds Julie Sawyer Montgomery, who was the vice president. And group who is now vice president and group executive at Denver Diagnostics. So we wish Kevin the best of luck in his new position.
Yes.
And they also put up their annual accounts there recently, Jim, as well, and they have an employ 560 people. So it's a huge employer in East Clare, you know.
Yes, it is a huge employer in East Clare.
Yes, and it paid out 34.691 million in wages and salaries to its employees in 2022.
Yes.
According to accounts filed at the company's registration office.
Yes, And that's, so, that all went to East Clare?
So it's a marvellous degree to have a big employer like that and a good employer as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Well done to them. Another planning
commission there for extending their storage facilities as well.
Yes, yeah. Another great asset in your parish is the 12 o'clock hills, and I gather there was a walk there recently.
Yeah, the 12 o'clock hills, they had 150 took part in a 12 o'clock hills dawn walk on Saturday there on the end of January, and all walkers headed up to the hills at 7:15 in the morning, and the weather was dry but overcast. And then they go back to the Traditional Cultural Centre for a hearty breakfast after the 8 kilometre hike. So,
lovely.
Yeah, and they also got planning permission there recently as well for the provision of the facilities there in Belvoir and the car park. And
yes.
They have a lot of development done there, and they installed toilets and all that type of stuff there. And so they have all this been approved by the council now.
Yeah, lovely. Well done. Because they need the car park,
signage
obviously.
And security lighting and all that's involved as well, you know.
Yes, yeah. Good stuff.
And it's a marvelous facility and very popular. Every time you go there, the car park, I think they can take 100 cars and they'll be always full.
Yes, yeah. Very good. Well, that's what you want. It is. And listen, before we finish, another man that I know you introduced him to us when we presented Saturday Chronicle from O'Callaghan's Mills is Noel McNamara. I think Noel had been with the Ireland under-20s, and he was gone or going to South Africa at that stage.
Yeah, Noel was down in, he was with Ireland under-20s for a couple of years, and they won the Grand Slam, and I think they were halfway through when they had three games won when the dreaded COVID hit. So he was telling me at that time that the COVID team were better than the team that won it before. But anyway, the rest of it was called off. But anyway, he went off to South Africa down with the Sharks down in South Africa, and he would spend 2 years down there coaching. I suppose getting experience as well and having different type of coaching and all that type of stuff. But he's back now at Bordeaux down in the south of France. A lovely wine country down there.
Yes, yes, and better weather than in the mills, I would imagine.
Lovely, nice weather as well. I don't think to be raining as much.
No. But he's doing okay there.
So he's down there anyway with Bordeaux, and they're undefeated in the Heineken Cup, and I suppose that'll be on now again in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be keeping an eye out how they're progressing.
Doing. Yeah, great.
Yeah, and they're doing well, I think, in the top 14 down there in the French Championship as well. So
yeah, well, he has an impressive record, Pat.
It's a nice fellow, Noel. He knows his stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. He's been on the radio a couple of times, whenever he's around again, we'll bring him in and we'll quiz him up about Bordeaux.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Pat. Pat O'Brien, our correspondent in O'Callaghan's Mills, many thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again later on in the summer with the help of God. And again, thanks for bringing us the news from O'Callaghan's Mills.
Okay, Jim. Thanks very much.